Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Nisan Bula Vinaka, Oni Varorongo Tio Mai Ongo, and on the program Wo Samai Tawothi, na Radio Viti, Waira Rapa, and on Biao Liv Liva, Aero FM, XS, Waira Rapa, Yosan Vulkarua Puindi, Vitu, Fama, and Kenwavalangi, Aero FM, XS Radio, Waira Rapa, 92.7 FM. Ni sambula vinaka ni mata vinaka mai enda wakarau rongoda e niongo endua na vitala noa na ni tu vitala noa ke rauna vitinani mai Carterton e Waira Rapa ko Sarah Pettigrew ke na Luvena ko Joseph Pettigrew tambua ko vei. E na velu tagitiko e na veitala noongo ko Mbuloma rawa le na tuisue du veira na ngone lewa e tauratiko na tutu waka Chief Executive Officer ni Viti Council ka professional basketball player o koea ka coach talitiko nga veira na college students e na korturanga e tefanganui atara Wellington. Nana rongoda sara na vitala noa ea. Simbaranga ni teke muna vitala noa nda rongoda sara manda nandumo I Joe Morelli, ndua na wekai sara Pettigrew wole ka sara mai reoa, ena ndua na nona sere totoka, sase avu tiko yani.
Nongundina. katu mengaruna mai di kumarau mewa kaya dorikina mayala yala nilontaru mai pao koni taura wakatani na
simple everybody. I'm just joining interview because I want to interview you. It was around last year. I just wanted to quickly give a bit of background as to how we actually crossed paths with Joseph and Sarah. I was refereeing last year at the, I think it was regionals, the junior regionals, Basel regionals in Palmerston North. And I was there with Wellington East as an assistant coach for the East Junior Girls. And they had asked me to ref, and I was refing a game, and that's when we saw Joseph, and Mum was with me, and she I remember her nudging me and telling me, hey, that boy looks Fijian. She always tried to spot if she can see anyone that's Fijian. And I went, oh, no, Mum, don't, please, no, just let them be. And then she was like, no, I think I might say something. But she ended up sitting next to Sarah, and then they started talking, and then Sarah said, yes, that's my son. And I guess the ref,
I think it was Joseph that lured his mum after the game, and I said, Bulla Joseph, are you from Fiji? And he said, yes, but I don't speak the language. Let me call my mum. That was how Sarah came in. Is that right, Joseph?
That's correct.
Yeah, so let's hear from Joseph's side before you ask your question below. Let's hear what Joseph remembered of that precious moment.
I finished my game, and I was wandering back to the team van with one of my friends, and then I crossed path
with Auntie Elizabeth.
Yeah, and she just called me over and we started talking. I called up Mum to come over to see if she wanted to meet her, and then they started talking.
Yes, so as Joseph was actually from a distance, I could see Joseph talking to one lady, and I looked at this lady and I thought, gosh, she looks familiar. And then
small world.
I'm walking, and then Elizabeth goes, hey, Sarah. And I said, oh, hi. And then she goes, oh, this Fijian boy. You mean my son? And she was surprised to hear that Joseph was my son, and she, yeah, from there, and then we ended up meeting below, and then introducing below to Joseph. Yes, and the rest is history.
Yeah, such a lovely recollections of how we met Joseph. You're very special, Joseph, remember that. You're our superstar for this meet. Yeah, so I leave you guys to do your bit, Blow and Joseph and Sarah, and I will just pitch in wherever and whenever you need us to.
Okay. All right, so I just, for the record, I was completely wrong about that story. But anyway, I'll get started on just talking with Joseph. I just want to kind of just highlight that the reason why we wanted to interview Joseph is just pretty much the journey that he is taking in this particular sport is something that I can kind of relate to. I mean, obviously to a certain point, because he's obviously doing it on the men's side. And we wanted to just hear a little bit about, and Mum just said this before, just about your preparation. Also about just a bit of backstory as to how you got into basketball, and also the last thing about what your goals and aspirations are moving forward. So I guess, Joseph, I wanted to ask you as the first question, how did you get into basketball? What actually got you into that?
So how I got in, I think early 2021, I moved up to Carterton Wairarapa, moving out of Kilburnie, Wellington, and I went and attended Carterton School, and it was quite big on the basketball for a small school, and because of my height, one of the teacher said, oh, you should come by and try basketball out. So I went to the game, and I wasn't good at all at first, but it was quite fun, and then kind of picked it up as a good sport.
Okay. Had you been playing any other sport before then?
I used to play cricket, and I played cricket. That's cool. I think for 2 years, and then I did a little bit of swimming.
Oh, nice. Okay, so do you do any of those sports right now, or is it just you're mainly focused on basketball?
I'm currently just focused on basketball.
Okay, so what, if you can share with us, kind of what was it about basketball that made you want to stick around? I know that you mentioned that it was really fun, but is there anything in particular about basketball that you're kind of like, oh, you know, I actually want to stick around a bit longer and see where this goes?
I think it's mostly the experience, like making new friends, people along the way. There's a lot of, you can get like a lot of close relationships through sport, and I think I've made a lot of quite a lot of close friends from just playing one sport. So I think that's the main reason I love playing it.
Okay, great. So, talk to us about Splash Basketball. So Splash Basketball is a club. Or a small basketball organization that's here in Wellington. It's located in the Hutt, and it is run by Jackson Stubbins in Lower Hutt. And tell us how you kind of got involved with Splash.
So, 2022, I think, I don't know what area, but I told Mum, after that first game for school, I was like, I'd like to play basketball. So, Mum did some research, like any basketball camps that are around, just to see what my skills are. I would just like to practice. And she came across Splash Basketball. So I think, early 2022, I went to basketball camp, and Jackson was there. And I think I just loved how he coached. It's real, real determined. Like, if you want to play, you want to play. Like, if you just want to walk around, just, like, leave. So, even though it was a camp, it was still fun. But a lot of intense training. But I think after that, he just came up to me and asked if I would like to play for the club. And I said, yeah.
Okay, awesome. So, you've moved to Carterton, you are now playing basketball there. You found out it's something that you really enjoy, and so you want to, I don't know, maybe build on it a bit more and see where your skill set's at. So you've now moved on to Splash Basketball. We're now in, like, we'll say the end of 2024 when you were at the Junior Regionals. Had that been the first time that you've ever been to Regionals for basketball?
I think that was more for the school. So he hasn't actually done the regional for basketball. It was more Manawatu with Waratah Basketball at that time. This is before we met. And then when the school went last year, that's when we met you. For the school. Was it the school regional or school? Yeah, it was junior regionals. Yeah, so then you trialed out for the Hoop Nations last year. Do you want to talk about that? So he trialed out for the Hoop Nations last year, and that's how he made it to Hoop Nations last year. And then from there he's been with Splash Basketball. Further his long-term development program?
Yeah, we'll go a little bit more into the long-term program soon. It was more just, I wanted to hear what your experience was like going to the regional, junior regional basketball where we had met. It's always a good gauge for athletes to perform, or to kind of participate in any regional tournament just to see what the competition is like all around, I guess, the region, but also when you go to nationals, to see what the competition is like nationally. Joseph, how did you feel about regionals, junior regionals, when you participated?
So being my first junior regionals, it was really fun and competitive because we were facing schools mainly around upper north.
Yeah.
One or two region, nothing like below Wellington. But it was, we faced Scots, but it was definitely fun. It was new for the school because it was the first junior regionals for my school.
So yeah.
Quite unexpected to see how well we did coming third place. Even though we were in Division 1 and not Premier, it was still a very good experience for me and definitely for my team. But I love watching the Premier after all of my games just to see the competition that I should be at and that I will hopefully be at in the future for the senior now.
Oh, 100%. I definitely think for sure that we'll be seeing you in those types of competitions. It's definitely where you belong. I did want to just add, there's a couple of boys that I train that attended the regional competition and they went to St. Patrick's College in town.
Yeah.
A lot of them are like really big fans of yours, by the way. They're just like, oh yeah, no, he's only a junior. And I'm like, whoa, okay. So they know already, you kind of make a name for yourself because all these boys are telling me and I'm like, yeah, I know who this kid is. I met him. So there, you've got some people watching your moves, which is, which is a good thing because people can see the potential. That's really awesome to hear about the start of your journey and kind of like what's happened after that. I want to slowly just move on to your preparation. Now, it has been mentioned just before about you taking a trip. Can you tell us a little bit about this trip?
Is it the USA trip?
Yeah, the USA trip. That's the one.
About the USA trip, Mum got an email today that it's going to be cancelled, so I won't be.
No!
It's a bummer. I won't be going to America, but I was supposed to go to America at the end of the year.
Yes.
Second for 2 weeks. But it's honestly, it's fine. I don't really mind that it's been cancelled. It's just means I got a lot more options to go for. So I'll be going to the. I got asked by Jackson actually to go to the under 18s, Upper Valley regionals.
Oh, amazing! So good.
Yeah, it was quite unexpected since I live in the Wider Upper and I'm in the Manawatu 2 region.
Yeah.
But Jackson and one of the coaches, Clayton, were just researching if they could see if I could play, if I was eligible. So I was eligible, so it's pretty cool. So tomorrow I'll be going. And then April I got under 18s Auckland trip with Splash. So I think Easter holiday.
Oh yeah, so you've got a lot of stuff coming up then.
Yeah. Easter holiday I'll be going up with some under 18s. To face against rip teams and sore teams like Auckland Grammar, Westlake Boys, and other schools like that.
Wow, so under 18. And just remind everyone how old you are?
I'm 15.
Yeah.
what a tall, handsome, young 15-year-old.
Yeah, no, it's not. When you, some people are not surprised by that age gap, but I just have to remind people, 15 years old and already participating or being asked to participate in under 18s. It's awesome. And also to be backed by Jackson Stubbins, who I have to add, I've got a lot of history with the Stubbins, especially Jackson and Elliot. Jackson was with the Saints last year as an assistant coach, and I think he is returning back this year. So I might be mistaken. I'm not too sure, but he was with the Saints last year. So he is definitely a credible coach, credible coach. So it's good to see you with someone who knows exactly what they're doing. But so we've talked about a couple of trips that are coming up and some things that you have in line. What has it been like in terms of preparation for you? So what have you been doing in terms of training? How have you felt about those trainings? And do you think you've improved?
Well, I definitely think I've improved for the last past 3 years playing basketball. I don't really have, I'm not really intense in training, but I do go hard out in training. So just, I think I kind of just watch what I eat. I try to watch what I eat. I try to get a good sleep, stay hydrated. I don't really do much, honestly. It's kind of late. I just attend the trainings, go hard out, and in my spare time, I'll probably just hit, go down the road and go to the gym, just work on my body.
Nice. So you're already acting like a student athlete by the sounds of things.
I try to be. I try to be one.
Oh, that's good. I mean, like, it's quite impressive. It's quite impressive to already kind of have that determination. And I'm pretty sure that Mum is close behind you, making sure that you're doing everything that you need to. So just basically being disciplined, I guess, with a routine is what I'm getting from you.
Yeah.
In a way, trying to be.
Yeah, I try to be.
Okay, that's what counts. That's what counts, trying to be, disciplined kind of routine.
Wow.
I do have a question for your mum. Sarah, what has it been like seeing your son go through this process?
From his whispering in my ear. So in the beginning, when he wanted to actually showing interest in being a basketball player, as you mentioned earlier, I had to do a bit of researching to find out, because that was one of the challenging things, but finally I found one. So it's been good. The first year was interesting because he improved quite a lot. In the first 12 months, and then I thought, okay, this is what he really wants. And the main thing as a parent is to actually, support him wherever where the training is, make sure he's there on time for the training and over the hill. Making sure that he's eating all right and getting to bed on time to make sure that he's got all his gears and stuff already. The day before. But as a parent, it's been interesting, and I love just the fact that I have to be his Uber driving over the hill and watch all his training and the skills that he's improved in. I think for me personally, it's the quality time that we have together with that home. And at times, he'll ask me for some feedback, which I would give, but it's also interesting to hear what his, what he wants as his goal.
And
listening to the feedback. So I think as a parent, is when you give feedback, is you're not making it negative. You're kind of putting it in as a positive, so that for Joseph to see it from a different point of view. And how things work, sometimes, for example, if I say, oh, why don't you try that for the very first time you tried that for Hoop Nations when he was 12, I'll take you there to trial so you can get the feel of what it's like to play with children of your height. Whether you get in is not the problem. The issue is more get the feel of what it's like to learn the other skills and the momentum, etc. So he learned a lot from that, actually. And then the good thing is any trials that he goes for, whether he gets it or not, he doesn't get upset. It's like, okay, Mum, what do you think? And that's where the quality time comes in, and then we have a chat into specific areas that, I might see that he might need additional working in the skills. So it's also fun watching your child develop into an area that he definitely really enjoys.
Oh, that's awesome. I think it's the one thing that I've seen, especially just playing basketball for so long, is that you get so many different types of parents. You get the parents that are very pushy, they see potential in their child, but they almost kind of like a little bit overbearing. And then you have you have parents that are just really chill, don't really care. Their kid can kind of do whatever they want. They're just there to make sure that they're okay. And then you have parents like yourself that are very invested, but at the same time, it's like, I want to allow my child to be able to experience things. And that's something that's very underestimated, is just the experience of going through the process. A lot of people kind of take that for granted and not really highlight that. So it's really nice to hear that you're like, you know, just go for the experience. Whatever the outcome will be, it'll be just that. We're just going to see what it's going to feel like for you. Because I guarantee further down the line, when if Joseph decides to stick around and he goes for more prominent teams and top-rank teams, he's going to understand the system and the process really well. That nerves are going to really kick in, which is usually a huge factor when, you know, they're a big trial. So, yeah, just really cool to hear your perspective of that. So I'm really thankful to be able to see it from a parent's perspective. I kind of want to go back to Joseph, and I've only got a couple more questions left before we round this off. But we've talked about the start of basketball for you. We've touched a little bit on your preparation and how you, as an athlete, are trying your best to kind of follow a routine so you can get kind of the best result possible. Now I want to move on to the last bit of this interview, which talks about what your goals and aspirations are as I guess we could look at it from a basketball point of view, but more so as just like you, Joseph. What are your goals moving forward?
For basketball, mm-hmm. I think I really don't mind. I'm not picky as long as if I get accepted or not. I really don't mind. It's just a better way to work on yourself and get better throughout the years. But I mainly like just to see where it takes me. I don't mind if I don't make it to, like, the NBA. I definitely like to slowly go up through, hopefully, Wellington Saints, then NBL, and see through NBL if I can probably go overseas to, like, the EuroLeague or something. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah. So that's really cool. Did you... are you... maybe looking to see if a scholarship is on the tables too, or is it just kind of like you want to stay more local and around New Zealand and Australia?
I'm just local right now.
Yeah, fair enough.
Not really looking to go overseas, not too far away from home.
Okay, well, that's really cool. My last thing I wanted to ask you was do you have any advice for someone that was kind of in the similar shoes as you, where they've just started a sport and, you know, they're kind of going through the same process as you? What kind of advice would you give someone that's, like, walking the same path as you?
I would tell them, I would definitely say stick with it.
Yeah.
Definitely keep training, keep your head up, because, like, I've had some, like, embarrassing moments in games, in trainings, or, like, as a player. It's not bad. It's just you work. It's, like, a way to work on yourself even more. Like, you learn from mistakes and then. So it's not that bad if like, you don't get picked for a team. You just keep training.
Just keep going. Okay, well, that's basically it from me. Joseph, thank you so much for giving us a little bit of insight as to what it's like, I guess, with you and your little world of basketball, and also for Sarah allowing us to share this kind of moment where you're able to tell your perspective and your story. So we wish you all the best for whatever comes your way, and by the looks of things, you're really on your way up, and we're definitely going to support you throughout your journey. So thank you so much for your time today.
Can I just jump in? You haven't asked Joseph about his feedback or experience in the Vita Council basketball 3x3, where I heard he doesn't normally like 3x3, but he participated and they won. They nearly beat the Wellington boys
Oh, yeah, that was a good final, actually. I did forget about to mention that. So, Joseph, you did participate in the 3-on-3. It was our Vita Council. I think it was the first one that we ever put together.
Ever, because of Joseph.
It's Joseph, man. The pressure is off the shoulders, yeah.
He's our hero.
Yeah. I know, so Mum mentioned that you're not a fan of 3-on-3. Why is that?
I don't know, I find it as like a little fun game, not like competitive.
Not competitive. Oh,
oh
okay.
Wow.
Well, you were in the final last year with Kale, Kenny and his boys. They're the Butty Boys. I think it's a club that's in the Porirua area or the Wellington area. So that was a great final, by the way. We really appreciate you participating. Why did you, I guess the question is, why is it that you wanted to participate?
I would say just to get some of my friends out just to see what it's like, how I play in Wellington, since some of them, they do come over to play in the same league as me, but I just like them to play at the same competition level, and they definitely gave it their all, but sadly it wasn't enough to take the number one spot.
Yeah, man, and get that trophy from Calais.
You'll have to do another one.
Yeah, we've decided in 2 years, because this year they booked out that arena. You can't get in September, and September was our preferred time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, but hopefully we'll come up with a plan for that anyway. But yeah, no, that's basically all my questions for today. Thank you so much to both of you.
Yeah. Vinakambulo, I think, does Joseph, do you mind just hanging in there? Just sort of take us through what you sort of know about your heritage, your family heritage, mum's side, dad's side. Don't mind just sharing that. You can say, no, I don't want to share. That's totally fine. Just for listeners. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind sharing, but I actually don't know that much about my family heritage, except I have a pretty big family, so I know.
That's great, and Mum can help you there then.
So, I'm part Fijian, European, so my mum's from Fiji and my dad's from Timaru, and Joseph's dad is from Pacific Harbour. So, that's the Fijian side of Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much the heritage that he has. Joseph was born in Wellington, so the last time we went to Fiji would have been, how old were you? Two, I think, or three years old, to go and meet his bumbu and grandfather in Pacific Harbour.
Yeah.
That was the last trip that we did, quite a long time ago. So yeah. We haven't been back since, because we were with all the school and cricket that Joseph had for school. In Wellington, and then of course the travel of moving to Carterton and the basketball. So the schedule's been quite tight at the moment, but there is plan in the future as to when we're not quite too sure.
Sarah, in one of Joseph's game at Walter Nash, you know, we were all there to watch him. He is a good player, no doubt. I'm not sure whether he was a coach or one of our Fiji diaspora asked the question about the boys being asked to play for Fiji. I think Joseph was asked.
Yes, he was asked. I mean, it was kind of last minute. And then the other issue is Joseph doesn't have a Fiji passport, so
yep.
I think in order to apply for that would have been quite challenging, I suppose, with all the paperwork, etc.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I'm not sure if in the future Joseph might think about playing for Fiji.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure how things would work in regards to playing for New Zealand as well as Fiji or other travels in regards to the basketball regulations. So that's something we're not too familiar with.
Yeah, I might jump in and just tell you, you know, after the discussion, I did some research and asked the Fiji High Commission as to how Joseph and the likes of Joseph can participate in Fiji basketball if they are approached again in the future, knowing that they hold a New Zealand passport and they are resident of New Zealand and may not hold a Fiji passport. I think for Indigenous Fijians, what we were told, get them to be registered in their dad's VKB. Just get them registered. If they are registered, they present the VKB registration.
So that means I can go with their New Zealand passport?
I think the fact that they have a VKB registration, that might allow them to get a Fiji passport, which means they don't have to pay the $3,000 that we have to pay if you don't have a Fiji passport, no links whatsoever. I think they're working on it, and it may just need some more research, perhaps. Yeah. Thank you, Joseph. How do you feel if you were to play for Fiji?
Oh, I feel honored.
Lovely. The Bulo might be able to help us in the dynamics of being a Fiji citizen or having played for Fiji and then try and play in a New Zealand regional or national competition. Bulo, can you throw some light there? Because you went through the difficult period. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not too sure. I don't want to talk too much into it because times might have changed. But recently there were changes made in terms of just high-level basketball. So I'm not too sure exactly how this would affect Joseph in, like, schools and stuff like that. But Fiji is lower on the ranking than New Zealand is. They've looked at it in a way that anyone that kind of represents Oceania, it can still be eligible to represent New Zealand because New Zealand's got a higher ranking. So there is the possibility that Joseph may be able to represent Fiji at maybe the men's level, but then still can come and play like in national tournaments. I was still able to play, so I'm pretty sure there won't be any problem with him. But I do recommend just kind of like rechecking that since times have changed.
Yeah, I do know they opened up the doors for anyone with Pacific heritage, both in New Zealand and Australia, when Bulo was going through a lot of issues 2 years ago, I think, when she became a professional athlete and played for Whai. Hello?
Yeah.
And that came into play. I think a lot of our Pacific kids or young ones with Pacific heritage in the islands were playing for their countries in the islands. And they were born in New Zealand or Australia. So I think there was an overarching kind of a guideline that they could still play on a national level for their resident country or their birth country, as in Joseph's case, New Zealand. So that, probably, Sarah, you're good in researching those kind of governmental, you know, trans-Tasman agreement on what the definition of a person of Pacific heritage, meaning young adult or young youth, like Joseph, and below, experience that.
Yeah, it'll probably be good to pick on below his brains later, sort of get some direction as to where to start the research. But I think my question would be, how early do they advertise the interest of the, you know, if one wants to play for a country such as Fiji, or how early would they start advertising that, do you think?
The thing about, I think only recently have they realized that kind of reaching out will allow them to get like more players.
Okay.
In the last South Pacific Games, which was in 2023, we actually had a lot more young men coming from different, like, so we had a guy come from Auckland. We had another guy come from, he used to live in Fiji, but was playing in the States. So he came and played because he was a citizen of Fiji. So I think what's been happening over the last couple of years is that some of us that are based overseas will get in touch with the association and let them know, hey, look, there's a kid here with amazing potential. You should really reach out to him and keep an eye on him. And that's usually how it's worked for us over a couple of years, because locally they've got their clubs and stuff like that, and so that's how they source their local players. But any overseas-based players, they're obviously open to. So it's more so about kind of getting in touch with the right people. I wouldn't mind doing that at all. As long as, you know, whoever is interested is really keen on that journey.
Sarah, I think what, as a mom, looking from the side, when Below was asked to play with Letava Weepy, and they were shortlisted for the, I think they came and played, there was the Oceania played in Auckland for the pre-Olympics trial. So New Zealand and Australia went through because Australia came first, and then New Zealand came second, Fiji came third, so Fiji got sent to Spain. That was Molo's first taste, and I think she was 16 at the time. Was that correct, Molo? Yeah, Letava was also studying in New Zealand, so both Letava and Molo began their journey with Fiji basketball. But Letava had the advantage because her dad was the national coach in Fiji, who has passed on. But he was instrumental in getting these overseas-based kids with Fiji heritage. So keep an eye out for games happening in Oceania. Because
as a side note, most recently there was a competition that happened. It was the Oceania, I think it was under 15s or under 16s or something, that just recently happened in Australia. Gained a lot of traction. So things are on the move in terms of development. So yeah, definitely would say, it's about networking and just finding the right people and getting in touch with them.
Sounds exciting. So I think in my non-athlete point of view, it's Joseph that needs to map out where he want to be. If he would just want to stay local, New Zealand, up to the national, international level, and make it easy for him to move up and sideways to go overseas, that's his choice. If he wants to play for Fiji in between, that's another choice. So he has a lot opening up for him.
Oh, yes, definitely. Being a year 11, I think also the priority is the education part too.
Yes.
So that's what I always just try to guide him into, which is he's really good at, is making sure that he's kept up with his schooling. And this year, being a critical year of NCEA, is something that, you know, as well as planning for tournaments and training and stuff, it's also making sure that, you know, our children are on track.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's definitely, and one of the things I've always said to him is, you know, depending on which goal that you go for, which route, if you train for it, or if you even just go for trials, if you make it, that's good. If you don't make it, it's okay. There's more to that.
If
the opening is there for the Fiji one, definitely you might just go and try. I'm sure they trial for it. So
yeah, there would be a lot of scholarship being offered here in New Zealand and overseas as well. Do you know of any Below? Below probably.
Oh, sorry. For some reason, my mic couldn't unmute. So basically, another way about going about this is that there is a Polynesian or like a Nisian tournament that happens in Auckland. I forget when in the year, but it's quite big. There is a club that represents kind of like the Fiji players that are up in Auckland and anyone that wants to kind of participate. That is also another way, because they have people there that have connections to Fiji basketball. In terms of trials, it's quite hard for overseas-based players. They just want to see film
of
play, because it is a big ask for someone to travel all the way to Fiji for a trial. So yeah, always getting videos and film is always a good thing, just so that you can pass it on to whoever you meet that might be able to get you a position in some of these squads. But yeah, that's usually the way at the moment.
Yeah, how many minutes of video below? What's minimum?
Highlights. So it can vary from 2 to 3 minutes, nothing more than that. But it's basically just highlights of your game. Yeah.
Yeah. Just before we wrap, can you just let Joseph know about the academic side of things when they do get offered scholarship or even as you're training and playing your basketball and also performing academically and also at regional, like what they would have done in the regional junior championship where Joseph was part of? Can you just talk about the scouts, that he becomes familiar with those?
I do want to say that by having this discussion and meeting both Sarah and Joseph, you can already tell that education is at the forefront of it. I don't have any sort of worry about that in terms of just, like, I just know that, you know, there's already a strong emphasis on schoolwork. I guess what I can comment on is as you progress and if you decide that you want to take it a little bit more seriously, then obviously it gets a little bit tricky in terms of balancing trainings and schoolwork. But if you are to go through to any sort of high-level basketball, yeah, I don't know, I've always made it a point that getting your education first is definitely the most important.
Yeah, I totally agree. That's important because if you get a scholarship, for example, to the US, the educational system is slightly different from ours. So, you know, if your grades are not performing well here, and let's just say you get a scholarship to go to the US, you will have to work twice as hard academically as well as full-time training. So one of the emphases that I do put to Joseph is to just make sure that his grades are well above normal, and just enjoy whatever practice that you've got at the moment with basketball and the games.
Yeah,
is definitely number one before, you know, looking at scholarship in year 12 or 13, which will come eventually, but it's just going through those, you know, the stages, and whatever comes the closest will happen.
Yeah. I definitely want to piggyback on that and saying that, so in terms of school and stuff like that, as long as it's in the forefront, like we speak about scholarships a lot when we are in coaching, and we say to these boys, you know, if you do get a scholarship, that is fantastic, but that's only really when the work begins. And then what happens if, you know, touch wood, you get an injury and then no longer can play, you have education to lean back on and a degree or whatever you decide, whatever qualification you decide on. So that's, I definitely want to lead with that message. The second thing you mentioned about, what was the second thing that you mentioned about, Sarma?
The scouts.
Right. I mean, there's always people watching, and one of the biggest things that I got told when I was going through the system was whether it be practice, whether it be a game, whether it be trials, there is always somebody watching you, analyzing you. You know, this could be a person that's for a national scout. This could be a friend of a person that's part of a national team or a club or a franchise. And so seems like it's a lot of pressure, but there are always people that are looking for potential. And so the one thing I want to definitely finish on it is the last point that I want to get across is that Joseph is only 15. And I think the most important thing out of this whole experience is that if he enjoys the sport and he needs to kind of still savor being 15 years old, I think a lot of coaches and a lot of trainers put a lot of pressure on young men and women. And then they forget that these are young kids that are still growing and going through their adolescence. So one of the main things as coaches that what we try to do is just allow them to enjoy the game and grow passion for the game, because some people get too heavy on the training very young, and then they lose love for it. And so I think, as long as Joseph is enjoying it, and I think he's got a very good mentality about, you know, if it doesn't happen for me, it doesn't happen for me, but I will still try my best. I think that's the best place to be at.
Are you enjoying that, Joseph?
I am enjoying basketball at the moment.
That's good. Yeah.
That's not because of me asking the question and he's sitting there.
Does Joseph want to rap and then Sarah and then blow your final word?
Any last words?
I heard you met the Saints. Your granddad allowed you to go and meet the Saints. Was that true? Am I allowed to ask that question?
Yeah. it was a pretty cool experience meeting the... It was the Breakers that it was actually pretty cool meeting them. They're all nice in person, and they definitely are really tall, especially picking up Taco for a pretty tall guy. But they're really nice, and I can definitely tell they're really passionate for the game, and it keeps them thriving for sure.
Did anyone give you some advice?
Nah.
Oh, that's kept in his back pocket, Mum. Sarah?
Yes, he's telling me with his finger.
Thank you, Joseph.
Well, you know, being a mother, like I said before, is just watching him grow and improve, and the rest is basically his decision on whether whatever path he decides to take. But all I can do is just be there and make sure he's enjoying his training, his games, and be there on time for him. So I think Joseph knows that I'm not one of these parents on the sideline that's telling him off frantically. No, I just enjoy watching, regardless whether it's mistakes he's making and then looking at his improvement and that's the mistakes he might have made, and then the discussions later that we have together. So, that's just my take on it.
Blog.
Yeah.
Yeah? Thank you, Joseph and Sarah. Final word, Blog.
Final word. I just want to thank Sarah and Joseph for just taking the time to share your experience with us. It's to just share it with whoever tunes into the show, but I think it's really important, especially for some of our, just anyone from smaller places, smaller islands, to understand that there are people there, like, you know, following their dreams and their aspirations and what they want to achieve. Really just want to say thank you for taking the time, and just congratulations for the things that you've achieved. And I guess just remember, it's the small things that you'll probably remember further down the line. So we're definitely going to support you throughout your journey, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Finaka. So that's a wrap.
Yay.
Yeah. Ikenda ngai rongoroa indona vitala noa. We rauna vitinani ko Sarah Pettigrew, wateke Joseph Pettigrew, tambua kovei. Mai katatan e wairarapa to tokawakaoti na thorobo ko Joseph ke na vito koni ne nona na maramatinana e na nona ndau wakarautaki ko Joseph me ngolewaeni Nangito e talitaka na basketball. E nda rongoda talangana ndo mo imbolo marawa Elena Tuisue, do vera rongone Leoni Viti, Waitutiko e Kapiti Coast, ka dau coach vera rongone vuli, a coach tiko mai vera tona Wellington East Girls, lewusara na ngauna e coach Takira Talikina e so, ka do vera koe na professional athlete, Ongoe na ngona ongoe coach Takira tiwe so na college boy. Kainetikine abu na wale mbulo na nomu dhau mai. ena vei talanoa e nei kabini kua. Au vi mbita e nei ndona sere mauna numi rauki na na viti nani na ndo mo i chese mudu na mbitu na turango ko e vei wakani wole kasara kei sera Pettigrew na maramatina i Joseph. Na numi talati ngā kumbulou e na sere tutoka nei chese mudu na mbitu. Sa mai tombo ki kenda talangana ngauna, ongo ngana nomini ndaunibi ingarabie na poswaka viti ku Elisapethi Samanunu Wangani Vala vaka mwede tukani vike mni mai na Radio Viti Wairarapa Ero FM Tiosa wulka rua po individu Access Radio Wairarapa ni tei mwede tukamanda.
And beauty rare.